Welcome to the podcast series, Interest Rates with Mates, with Colin, Todd, Sean, Jody, and Sarah. Happy Monday, everyone.
Happy Monday.
Just keeps raining.
Well,
we have this conversation every
sunny today.
A little bit of blue sky out there.
Isn't it meant to be sunny today? She goes, oh, I don't know.
It's my birthday today, so
happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Yes,
happy birthday, Jody.
21 again.
Something like that. Times three.
I'm not far behind you. Don't worry about that, so.
Private lending. Now we've got 65 lenders on our panel. It doesn't suit everyone, so this is when we might need to go off panel and find a private lender. And they are around, and they're very good at what they do.
They are very much around. There's a number of them around. So there's some good ones and there's some not so good ones.
Not so good ones. Now, private lending is for out-of-the-box scenarios, credit checks that don't look, you know, quite so good. It's all asset-based. So there's many different options that we can use private lending for, and it's, you know, for individuals, businesses, organisations. They are there for quick turnarounds. They understand complex scenarios. And the reason why private lending was created is because the lenders we have on our panel, if you have a look at their policy, it's just line after line after line after line about policy. Yeah. Private lenders don't need that.
No, they don't. Private lenders are quick. You can turn an approval around generally within a day, up to 2 days with most lenders. Some lenders are even quicker again. You can turn them around in an hour if you wanted to.
22 minutes
on Friday, yes, exactly. But it's quick. And like you said, it's not a regulated lend, which means it's not regulated by the government regulators, which means like as long as it's in a trust or a company, you can do the lending through there. You can still buy the property in personal names as well, which is pretty unique. So you know, mum and dad can go and buy the property, or a business owner can go and buy the property in their individual names. And then as long as the lending is set up in that trust entity or an ABN entity of some sort, then that's what private lending is all about.
So we're going to go through why private lending. Why would we use private lending compared to your traditional regulated lenders? One would be flexibility. So as you said, they're not bound by the same regulations as other lenders are.
Yep.
That gives a bit of more flexibility around, as you're saying, companies, you know, establishment, things like that. I think you can register a company today and lend under it.
You can, yeah. You can register a company online or with your accountant and apply for the private lend straight after.
Crazy.
So
we just never hear that.
Yeah. No. They're a bit of a lender of last resort, aren't they?
Yeah, like, they are. Like yeah, they are.
Fees are higher, interest rates higher. It's a bit of a short to mid-term option. So the idea is to it'll help them achieve and purchase the property. But then the idea is to, over the next 6, 12, 18 months, 2 years, 3 years, maximum 3 year term.
Yep.
The idea is to get them into a position, get their financials up to date so that we can refinance them out to a mainstream lender on a competitive interest rate. But yeah, it's an option there. And like Cole saw on Friday, Cole achieved on Friday, managed to save this client their dream property.
Yep. Customized loan terms, as you're saying, can help with the lack of collateral. So that's what some of the major lenders look for, is that collateral. So if you haven't got that, that's where a private lender can be used.
Absolutely. Yep.
And credit history. So big one for major lenders, as well as having that credit history. Private lending, not so much.
No, look, and with collateral too, like the customers we had on Friday just had cash. They had other property, but they had cash as well that they were wanting to contribute. Mm-hmm. So generally speaking, you've got to borrow up to sort of 70, 75%, I mean up to 80% too, depending on who the private lender is. The higher you go though in terms of the loan-to-value ratio, the more the fees and the rate as well due to the risk. But it's like you said, Sean, it's another avenue we can take for time-conscious investors or owner-occupiers, for example, for, you know, depending on what they're doing as well. So, but it's definitely an avenue we can take for customers that are time poor.
Yep. Absolutely. And speed is another one, as you've said. You know, you had that approval within 22 minutes, and no doubt they could probably fund the same day as well.
They can fund within about 3 days after
that.
You have to get your loan documents and stuff done up with solicitors and whatnot. But generally speaking, you can go from, you know, transaction being a contract to settlement within 7 days normally, quite comfortably. It's really,
but it
really
would satisfy finance clauses.
Yeah.
So in the instance where you've got a deadline with the finance clause, being able to save deals.
Yep.
Yeah.
100%. So, and that one I had on Friday too, like they'd spent three and a half weeks already with two major banks, two different major banks. One of them in particular does all their business banking. You know, and these customers are both professional occupations as well, like highly professional, and just getting mucked around. So they come to the end.
Just give a brief snippet of why those two lenders couldn't do what they could do and a private lender would.
So, it all came down to the 2023 tax returns for them personally. The company tax returns were done for the husband's business. Mm-hmm. The wife is a doctor, so she's employed through the hospital system. So her income was fine, but because they had quite a complex background around other investment properties, et cetera, the big banks just failed to commit to timeframes. And as I said, there was two of the major banks as well. So by the time that I got the referral on Wednesday last week, we had 2 days to turn it around. So, so obviously we did a bit of research and then we had the approval within 22 minutes on the Friday, and now they're unconditional. Now they're going to settle in the next couple of weeks. So, but again, it was just probably just a lack of communication from the big banks as well for two customers who, gold brick customers really at the end of the day in terms of their background. So, but just let down.
That's the beauty of private lending, is that it's those out-of-box scenarios. They go, yeah, that makes sense. And that's what we, you know, struggle to do on a day-to-day basis with the traditional lenders, is there's a story there, there's a scenario there, it works. It's just trying to get it forward and
It's like my
get the lender on board.
My bridging finance, which are relocation loans that people call it now, the property was considered commercial once it was looked at. And then a lot of people wanted to avoid it, whereas some lenders are like, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
Knowing what we know, though, like after you had a look at that scenario, like none of the major banks were ever going to approve it. It just doesn't meet their black and white credit policy. And whilst we can get exceptions to policy with the major lenders from time to time, it's only for certain things. Yeah. And that it takes time still, doesn't it? Like we need to get an approval from Senior Credit.
Yep.
You know, that can take a couple of days in itself, then lodge an application, wait for it in the assessment queue.
Yep.
Whereas the private lending, like flick an email with a heap of documents off and approval within 22 minutes. Like,
well, it's an asset lend, like Sean was saying, there's no income documents, no nothing. So they're basically just doing it on the basis of the customers say they're going to make those payments. And a lot of it's built into the funding anyhow. So depending on what term they pick. So
That's that risk and return that I was just about to touch on. So obviously as private lending, you've got investors. Mm. So investors are happy to take that risk because, you know, they can see it's an attractive return for them.
Yeah.
So long as they're sort of giving a bit of comfort around, you know, documents and things, they go, yeah.
Yeah.
We're happy to lend on that basis.
And with the private lenders, usually it's a conglomerate of, you know, people or companies that are all pooling their funds together to lend it out. So I know one of the deals that I did years and years ago in a referral that had local government council monies included in it as one of the investors. So it's a conglomerate of people.
You can do unit trusts and stuff like that too. So,
yeah, true.
Look, as I said before, it's definitely an avenue that we can take. In the right scenario, though, the costs are a little bit more.
Yep.
Obviously, these clients had no choice last week because they only had 2 days and they weren't going to get any other extensions. It was made pretty clear to them. So it was either lose their deposit and then or get in the path of private lending.
Mm. Just one more thing I'll touch on in terms of private lending is the relationship that you actually build with the business development manager. Mm. It's almost like a trust scenario because, you know, you're able to make that call to that business development manager and she's like, send me the documents and I'll have a look and away we go.
Yep.
And that's just building trust as well.
Yeah, 100%. So, and she's very, very good, that particular girl at that lender. So, so she was able to look at it and go, yep, no dramas, approval will be in your inbox in 15 minutes, which it was. So,
yep. So we'll just quickly also touch on why would I need private lending? So real estate, flipping houses. So, and that one could be quite handy to, if you buy a home for $1 million, want to do 200,000 renos, do renos in the private funding as well and flip it in 6 months. It's a great option to use. Start up funding. So for a new business, as we said, start up a new company.
Away you go. As long as you've got the collateral, in terms of cash or other property. Absolutely.
debt consolidation. It could be one for an out-of-box private lender. Just depends. I mean, we've got lenders on our panel that will do debt consolidation, but again, we'll come down to the collateral, which some people might not have yet.
I think anyone that maybe hasn't got up-to-date financials figures, for example, like it's an asset lend, right? So if you can't show income documents and maybe your accountant won't support you with a LODOC declaration, or maybe you haven't got your BAS up to date or whatever that might be, if you've got cash, because a lot of customers have got a lot of cash behind them and a lot of collateral, like asset rich, cash poor, or income poor even, in those circumstances, they're able to do it as well. There's a lot of, say, property developers that go down the path of private lenders. There's a lot of business owners that'll go down the path of private lending for equipment and stuff these days. So there's a lot of opportunity there for private lending.
Yep, absolutely.
I guess the main thing is it's not for your traditional first home buyer with a low deposit. It's for those more complex scenarios, self-employed, trust, things like that. So
Bridging as well. Jody, you've done one for commercial. I've done one for vacant land where the private lender actually took security over vacant land, allowing to increase the bridging loan.
Yep.
Whereas your traditional lenders won't take security over vacant land for bridging. So
it's very reassuring for retirees who are wanting to downsize. You know, like they like the comfort of being able to find the next place, be excited about moving, but a lot of vendors won't do subject to the sale at the moment. So that gives them the opportunity to go to contract on their next property while they're waiting to sell the family home.
Absolutely. So yeah, we've got quite a few options for private lending. Again, as Todd said, probably your last resort. We'll always look at your traditional lenders first and see if that can work in here. If not, then we've got backup options as well. So we've got on-panel lenders and we've got off-panel lenders.
Yes, absolutely. So give us a call if you've got any questions.
We can get approval 22 minutes.
I think that's Cole's reputation that helped there.
Is that your fastest? Is that your fastest approval?
It'd have to be.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
That's one for the books.
Stressful afternoon Friday. So.
Friday special.
Friday special. All right. Thank you, team. We'll see you next fortnight. Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. If you have any feedback, questions, or suggestions for future topics, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. All of these episodes are available to download for free, wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, take care.